The purpose of this room is to study the hydrogen pair and Bernoulli sponges. Essentially, we treat the hydrogen motion solving the vibrational Schrödinger equation. In general, proton sponges are dynamines which possess high proton affinity, and two nitrogen atoms can bind protons simultaneously to produce an intermolecular hydrogen bond. In some cases, hydrogen can move between two nitrogen, and the weakening of the one hydrogen bond is accompanied by the strengthening of the second. Almost all proton sponges possess short, strong hydrogen bonds, and the typical NN distance is less than 2.7 angstroms. There are three different patterns are possible in proton sponges. First, flat single well potential, and the wave function in this case has one maximum and the energy minimum, and hydrogen is delocalized in this situation. Second, double well potential and with two minima separated small barrier. In this case, wave function still has one maximum above the transition state, and hydrogen as well delocalized in this situation. And third case, double well potential with large barrier and two well separated maxima of vibrational wave function that manifests localized behavior of hydrogen. We decided to perform a calculation on these eight proton sponges, and typically they contain a rigid organic core with a few strings, and some of them contain bulky substituents to shorten NN distance. The problem with hydrogen bonds is that different methods usually give different results, and it's very to choose appropriate method to calculate the proton sponge is very important. Usually MD2 is considered as the method which will describe hydrogen bonds. But it is very time consuming to calculate potential energy surfaces. So we decided as well to check different DT functionals. For these two structures, MP2 gives a symmetric minima, and PBE as well gives symmetric minima. And for the rest of the cations, the minima is asymmetric. At the same moment, two Truller functionals and B3-Leib give that for all cations, the minima is asymmetric, thus failing to describe correctly these single minima structures. As well, different methods give different barriers. For these two proton sponges, MP2 and PBE give single well potential. For these three proton sponges, MP2 and PBE give negligible barriers, while B3-Leib and two Truller functionals overestimate the barrier. And for these three structures, PBE slightly underestimate the potato barrier comparatively with MP2, and B3-Leib and Truller functionals strongly overestimate the P2 barriers. As well, we need to check the performance of all these functionals for the entire potential energy surface. Keeping this in mind, we decided to calculate non-relaxed scans. In case of barrier-less proton sponges, PBE curve coincide with the MP2 curve. In case with structures with barriers, PBE curve somewhat underestimate the barrier, but these PBE and two Truller functionals strongly overestimate the Pitot barriers. Thus, the conclusion should be that for our further calculations, we can use PBE in we can use p instead of mv2 to reduce the computational costs. Further, we decided to calculate this barrierless proton sponge and three proton sponges with different little barriers. For them, we will build a three-dimensional potential energy surface and we will solve a three-dimensional vibrational Schrödinger equation. To solve the vibrational Schrödinger equation, the question of which Hamiltonian representation should we use appears. It's very convenient to use the Jacobi coordinates in which one can separate the translational motion of center of mass of the molecule and in which the kinetic energy operator does not contain diagonal terms. If we consider a three-particle fictitious system in which two of them possess equal masses and moves along x Cartesian axis and a third particle moves along x and y Cartesian axis, the Jacobi coordinates for this system will be these, and the kinetic energy operator will be as it is represented here. So we need potential energy surface to work with. The most simplest and efficient way to do this is perform a data set fitting. Points for fitting have been taken from three-dimensional relaxed scans, which have been performed at a large number of series of constrained geometry optimizations. For our potential energy surface, we use this analytical polynomial formula representation and coefficients A, I, and J, K have been obtained using linear least squares method as solving this system of equations. Now for our real system, we can write down vibrational Hamiltonian as it is represented here. And our Jacobi coordinates, for convenience, we call X, Y, and Z, where X indicates shift of hydrogen along an N vector, Y indicates shift of hydrogen perpendicular to an N vector, and Z indicates an N distance. So we solve the vibrational Schrödinger equation, and as a result, we obtain vibrational wave functions and frequencies. Solution of the vibrational Schrödinger equation has been obtained using distributed Gaussian functions. Firstly, we use primitive Gaussians as a basis for one-dimensional problem. Then, solution of one-dimensional problem as a solution, we obtain one-dimensional eigenfunctions for each dimension. And combining these one-dimensional eigenfunctions, we create a basis for our three-dimensional problem. Here represented harmonic and unharmonic frequencies, and comparing them, we can see that they are completely different. So this manifests that all our four systems are highly unharmonic. For the first proton sponge, the vibrational frequency along x axis is 661, which is pretty reasonable agreement with the experimental results. For the second and the third proton sponge, vibrational frequency of hydrogen motion along x-axis is 667 and 337 wavelengths correspondingly, which is as well a pretty reasonable agreement with a typical region from 300 to 650 wavelengths according to experimental data for various proton sponges. In the fourth case, we have two vibrational frequencies for hydrogen motion along x axis separated by tunneling splitting. Here, the potential energy surfaces are represented as colored schemes, and dotted isolines are the probability density. The definition of density is given by this integral. This central red point is corresponding to the minima, and this line between two minima correspond to the minimum energy path. In first case, we have a barrierless Perron sponge, and probability density in this case has one maximum, manifesting that the hydrogen is delocalized in this situation. Second case, for double potential with a small barrier, and in this case, separation wave function as well has one maximum. So hydrogen in this situation as well delocalized and doesn't feel this tiny barrier. In these two pictures, these dark red curves represent maximum wave function path. For the fourth cation, we have a double well potential with a large barrier, with the largest barrier among these four structures. The probability density has two maxima, well separated, which manifests localization of hydrogen. And this value of probability density of 0.74 between two maxima indicates that a substantial tunneling occurs in our system. And minimum energy path does not coincide with maximum wave function path. So a large magnitude of coupling from this significantly curved maximum wave function path. Third cation possess double potential with moderate barrier and two maximum probability density are really pronounced and lying closer to the transition state than to the minimum. In this situation, maximum wave function path is shorter and straighter comparatively with this cation. Which manifests that the coupling between our x and y coordinates is not so strong as one can conclude looking at this minimum energy path. To summarize our book, different shapes for the potential energy surfaces in Perron sponges were found. Different density functions yield very different barriers and PVE shapes. Potential energy surface shapes. And the PVE function gives the best results compared to MP2. Hydrogen vibrational motion along x-axis is coupled with motion nitrogens, all four systems are highly unharmonic, and we found three different behavior in our systems. Delocalized behavior with a single maximum probability density near the central position, delocalized behavior with two equally pronounced maximum probability density, and localized behavior with two well separated maximum probability density and a substantial tunneling.
Thank you very much. Well, before we get to the questions, I have an important announcement because everyone here is so good looking that before the coffee break, we have the official photo of the seminar in the stairs of the patio. Okay. So there'll be a photo in the stairs of the patio for all the good-looking people here. So now the talk is open for discussion. Any questions? Yes.
Just a comment on the electronic structure calculations. I mean, MP2 is quite good for hydrogen bonds in small molecules and also for weak hydrogen bonds, but in larger systems it sometimes is a bit off. In particular, it overcorrelates sometimes. So MP2 is known to overcorrelate when it makes a failure. So it's probably a good idea to make some checks using couple cluster type corrections, maybe for the systems it should be possible.
For the smaller system, you mean this?
No,
In general case, these systems are very large for a couple of clusters.
It's just the difference.
You can compute in another basis that the difference between amplitude and couple cluster. This is a couple cluster type correction that can be done for the smallest system you have.
I mean this. In general, this proton punches the amplitude to calculate and perform well the hydrogen bonds. No, according to some papers.
Are there any other questions?